32 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. What are we seeing this morning?
Good morning, Brian. I guess the bottom line is that we're trying to be a little bit supported. I guess the bottom line is dollars trade is up a little bit this morning, following through from yesterday's recovery. Ideas that inflation may be higher than expected seems to be supporting the Treasury debt sales. Crude trade down about 25 cents, so the peripheral influences are mixed. Did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Current price action, looking at March corn, currently up a penny at 366.5. May corn up a penny as well at 374.75. And new crop December corn, 396.75, up 3/4. Switching to the soybeans, looks like March beans, 1035.75, up 9.5. May beans, 1046.75, up 9.25. And new crop November beans, up 4.75 at 1029.5. Looking at those new crop price levels looks like a place where we might be able to get some new crop sales on the books for the guys that haven't been very proactive. Looking at the soybean meal, currently up 440 at 380.9 at the basis of March, and new crop basically up about 270 at 363 and a dime. Switching to the wheat market, March Chicago wheat 448.75, down a half, and new crop July down 3/4 at 477.5. Kansas City wheat down 4 at 467.75 basis to March, and July is 501 down 3.75. Moving forward, South American weather seems to be a talking point for the soybean market. Argentina needs some rains, while Brazil looks to be in pretty good shape. Lost Argentinian corn production is a talking point, but looking at the bottom line, we're still a long way from running out of anything. Fund money remains the primary market mover. Currently, the funds are long beans as of last Friday's commitment to traders report, and that's been following the meal market. Ideas that they may be long corn is starting to circulate, and plenty of possible wheat short covering still to be seen. Looking at the charts, we had an outside day down on both the corn and the beans yesterday. Reversals to the downside on the beans yesterday, trying to recover from that. But I think the potential remains that we still could see a deeper correction than we've seen so far. Going forward, I think realistically the funds are in the driver's seat, so we'll watch and see what they want to do. I'm trying to be a good producer hedger at this point. So thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. Always good to hear from you on a Wednesday morning. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. We do have a flood warning in effect for most of the WIOL severe weather coverage area until 1:15 this afternoon. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on this Wednesday, light freezing rain coming to a close. Looks like that's pretty well done here. Cloudy skies and colder today, high of 36 degrees. Wind out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy. We could see a bit of sleet or freezing rain tonight with a low of 29 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 42 and a northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 32 degrees at 9 o'clock.